And now, the show that's all about baseball.
That's when the game, to me, is at its best.
This is the Baseball Hour with Tony Mass.
Brought to you by Bigelow Tea. I Promise, official eye vitamin of the Boston Red Sox. Bravely zero-turn lawnmowers and window work.
On Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And a 1-2 pitch. He had nowhere to go, and that gets him.
Yeah, he doesn't look real happy there. Probably scared him more than anything else.
And a base hit into left. Biggio rounding. He's going to come on in to score. Quickly, 1-0 Toronto. He's going to take off a gigantic jump and get all the way down to second without a throw.
God, that's embarrassing. You throw over three times, you drill him in the ankle, and he takes a base clean as a whistle. See ya.
The righty's 1-0. Oh, bounce that one. Everyone's going to move up. Man, did he bounce it.
Don't you have to have a talk right now? I mean, we've got to talk about some mechanics here.
And the 0-1. Base hit into right field. And another run will score. Yeah. And it is now 4-0.
So I admit this. I'm a bit of a baseball snob. I am. I'm a bit of a baseball snob. There are certain guys who take the field in the major leagues that I look at and go, dude, you have no right being on a major league field. You have no right. You insult me with the way you play at the risk of sounding like Matt McCarthy. And Garrett Richards is one of those guys. Holy smokes. 617-779-0985 for you tonight here on the Baseball Hour. We have an abbreviated program, so we're really the baseball half hour. We'll go up till 6:30. Bruins pregame, take it right into Bruins Sabres. Celtics also playing tonight. They're on our sister station, 105.7, so you can catch them there. Pregame there also starts at 6:30. So full night of programming here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. But first, Garrett Richards. Holy smokes. Holy smokes. Watching this guy pitch, and believe me when I tell you, I actually appreciate a well-pitched game. It's one of the things I still like, a guy who works quickly, throws a lot of strikes. Like, as an example, as a contrast, let's use a guy like Garrett Whitlock. We'll compare the Garretts. We'll compare Whitlock, who's a rookie, has never really pitched higher than double A, with Richards, who's a veteran, is in his 30s and has had some injury problems, but been in the big leagues for a long time. Garrett Whitlock is a joy to watch pitch. And you know why? Because he works fast, he throws strikes, and again, he's pitched well, so the results matter. I don't want to say that the results don't matter, but I'm talking about the style of it, the visuals, the aesthetics of watching a guy pitch. Garrett Whitlock is a pleasure to watch pitch. Simple delivery, throws strikes, works fast. Perfect. Garrett Richards? This guy blows. Holy crap, does he suck. And I said this the last time he took the mound. He's a thrower, not a pitcher. And Murray, you don't like Richards either. I know that.
No. And how about the guy? Just compare him to Rodriguez the night before, who was working quicker and attacking hitters. Like the
good
comparison
one.
It's night and day.
This guy right now, Garrett Richards,
he's a hack.
He really is, though. If you can, focus on it. Like, and I would say go online. Like, I've been raving about Garrett Whitlock from the beginning. Okay, I really like Garrett Whitlock. If you can find video online of his delivery, just go look at it. Watch him throwing pitches. Watch how compact, calm, fluid he is. Fundamentally, the kid's a work of art. Okay, just but simple. Then watch Richards. Arms and legs going everywhere. You know, he's throwing across his body. Can't throw a strike. And this guy's been in the big leagues for how many years? 10? With injuries, but 10 years? Wow. Holy crap. And you know what? That's not just me. Did you catch Eckersley during the broadcast last night? Did you people hear this?
Yeah, it was great.
Talk about a guy that the Red Sox are already getting sick of. Eckersley has seen enough. Eckersley got on David Price's case early on. Again, Eck saw it early. Many of us, you know, Murray knew what Price was. I wanted to give Price a chance at the beginning. This guy's not even close to the pitcher that David Price is. So just to give you some of the stats, the Red Sox this year, 11-4. When someone other than Richards pitches, 11-4 plus 37 in run differential. With Richards on the mound, they're 1-3 and they're minus 10. That's a 47 run difference when a Garrett Richards pitches versus what he does not. And I was looking this up. You know, Murray, this gets into a little nerdy. You know, it gets a little nerdy, the nerd stats. Not that WHIP is all that nerdy anymore. But walks and hits per innings pitched, for those who don't know, because we do have some older listeners, Murray, they're baseball fans, they're a little on the older side. This guy ranks in the, there are 170 pitchers in the major league so far who've thrown 10 innings. Garrett Richards ranks 156th in WHIP. He's putting guys on base like he's handing out Halloween candy, this guy. He is a horrible pitcher. Horrible, based on what we've seen so far. So listen to Eck. I want you to listen to Eck closely. Last night, Jimmy Stewart, we're going to start and stop this, okay? And I got to give you a little bit of background. What you're going to hear first is Marcus Semien's at bat, in which he singles to left field and then eventually steals second base. I believe this is in the second inning of the game. Okay, so Semien is up at the plate. Richards is on the mound. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Little slider, not doing anything, spinning middle, and he laces it in that hole between short and third. Little top hand. That ball had hit me on it.
Stop there, Jimmy. So again, slider, not doing anything.
That ball had hit me on it.
I mean, when do you hear a broadcaster for the home team talk about that, like talk about a pitcher like that?
That's refreshing.
Now, Eck does it, right. Eck does it. So, but clearly that is sort of mocking the guy. Like, wow, that's a crap pitch. That guy was just going to smash that thing into left field. Now, Semien gets on first base. He's got a little bit of speed, but he's not a burner by any stretch. And already now, Richards throws over there once. He threw a pitch on the first pitch of the at-bat. Then he threw over to first. Okay? So now he's already thrown over there once, and that's where we're going to pick it up. Go ahead, Jimmy.
And he's going to throw that one and may have clipped it.
Man, he's throwing it over there so hard, it's almost like he's mad. Back-to-back fastballs to first. This one gets him. Where does it get him? The calf, ankle, whatever. It's got to hurt. But I already hit somebody, right? He hit Bichette. Now he hit Semien over at first base.
Jimmy, can we stop again? Okay, so now he's mocking him for hitting a batter early in the game, for throwing a slider that has hit me on it. Now he throws over to first base, and he's whipping it over there, and he just hit the base runner, so now he's hit two people. So now he's going to throw over again. Now comes the third time, and now X says, okay, this is getting ridiculous. Go ahead, Jimmy.
It's not Ricky. That's not Ricky Anderson, is it?
So now Eck is going, okay, now you're giving all this attention to this guy at first base, treating him like he's Ricky Henderson. So after all of that, after three throws to first base, he's hit the base runner, he's hit a batter earlier in the game, he put the guy on first by throwing a meatball in the middle of the plate. After all of that, Richards decides he's going to pitch again because he's thrown over there three times, and Semien is not a burner. So apparently, Richards doesn't get the concept of you have to hold runners even when you don't throw over there. Like, just throwing doesn't actually do anything if you're not going to pay attention the rest of the time. So then this happens.
He's going to take off a gigantic jump and get all the way down to second without a throw.
God, that's embarrassing. You throw over three times, you drill him in the ankle, and he takes a base clean as a whistle. See ya. I mean, see ya. That's kind of embarrassing.
Never throw to second base on it after all that. Three throws over there. And we haven't even gotten to the good stuff yet, Murray. We haven't even gotten to the good stuff. Richards was asked about his performance after the game and immediately defaulted into Garrett Richards mode. And so, look, at the end of the day, here's what I'm telling you. The Red Sox this year, likable team. They're playing hard. They're winning games. And last night, despite the fact that Garrett Richards buried them in the early part of the game again, gave up runs in the first inning, had base runners on constantly, couldn't throw a strike. By the time he left, they were down 4-0. 4-0. They started to fight back. And then Xander Bogaerts homered in the bottom of the eighth. It was a solo shot. Now it's 4-3 going into the ninth. They almost came back and won the game anyway. And then Josh Taylor came in, gave up two more, and they lose 6-3. But they had the Blue Jays on the ropes. They almost overcame it, despite how bad Garrett Richards was. And again, they're 1-3 now in his four starts. Single-handedly, he's almost taken them down here in the early part of the year. And so, again, taking them down is too strong because they're 12-7. But go ahead, Murray.
Well, yeah, so I agree with all that. And the way that you set it up is, like, so far this team is likable. They play, you know, looks like kind of like old school baseball. And the game that I remember, it's been a fun watch. But Richards is a massive red flag. Like, he is easily the worst pitcher in the rotation. He's a broken down reclamation project. And if you look at it as a bet that Chaim Bloom made, so far that bet has not paid off.
Oh, brutal.
$10 million for a 33-year-old guy that's won 8 games over the last 6 years. Like, so far he looks just like that.
Now,
like,
I told you.
You're getting what you pay for.
Yeah, now I told you I wanted the Red Sox to sign Corey Kluber instead. I thought that would have been a better bet. He hasn't been much better here in the early part of the year. In fact, I would argue he's been just as bad.
Throwing pitches into the dirt like this guy?
So,
the
you know.
Walks, the...
now, okay, now I haven't seen every outing of Kluber, but he hasn't been good either. Okay, so maybe there was no right answer there. But Richards is the kind of guy that would look good on paper because the velocity's good.
Yeah, they love the spin rate.
He's got a great slider. All that stuff looks good on paper. And then you watch him pitch and you say, this guy doesn't have a clue how to pitch. Not a clue. Absolutely brutal. And then there's the issue of his makeup. So if you remember the first game, Richards made excuses about the performance, complained about the shift, which my understanding was that inside the organization, they didn't exactly love that. That, okay, you've been here one day and all of a sudden you're blaming the shift. You're not taking responsibility for your performance when you're putting guys on base constantly. And then last night, remember, there was a delay at the beginning of the game because of the rain. So Richards didn't get out there until late. And then early on had to pitch in some cold weather and some difficult conditions. And this is a guy who grew up in Southern California and played for the Padres and for the Angels. So here's what he said, trying to explain how much of a challenge the weather was.
Definitely. I mean, I didn't even pack a jacket for a season until this year. So I'm going on my 9th, almost 10th year. So yeah, you know, it's something different, but it's nothing that can't be dealt with. I just got to make adjustments. You know, I'm not making excuses. I got to figure out a way to get it done. I mean, we had rain tonight. It was cold. There's a lot of things going on, but that's not an excuse. You got to be better. You got to make pitches and you got to get outs.
So the thing is if you're not going to make excuses, don't even mention the other stuff. Don't even mention it. And from what I understand, and I tried to sniff around a little bit and get a little bit of a scouting report on Richards, by the end in San Diego last year, remember, he was in their rotation for part of the year. They put him in the bullpen for the playoffs. And he didn't really have any sort of significant role there. So they demoted him in San Diego. And then, remember, the Padres are going for the championship now. They added some pitchers to that staff. They let this guy go and made no effort to retain him. None. And the word out of San Diego, if that's what you want to call it, or the word around baseball, is that Richards is a bit of a mental case on the mound, and he looks it. He's all over the place.
Yeah, I'd buy that word.
I'll tell you what, I don't know how long this day can go with this guy, because I don't think he can, I don't think he can throw strikes. And B, if he's going to make excuses, this is not the place for him.
No, this place is going to eat him alive.
Miles. And you know what, Murray? There are athletes in this town who grew up in this area who also don't like Aaron Richards. If you can believe that. We'll tell you who that was. A comment that made me laugh. Again, out loud today, and we'll get to your calls when we come back here on the Baseball Hour.
The show that's all about baseball. The Baseball Hour. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Talking bases on balls.
Huge ones.
It's the Baseball Hour with Tony Mass on your home for Boston sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You can work on it in between starts, you know. He's an established big leaguer, you know, with a track record. And but he's been working on it, you know. But we have to find it. We have to find that pitch. You know, it's hard to maneuver a big league lineup with one pitch. It seems like it's been that way, you know, during the season. If we can get that pitch back to what he was in the past and use the curveball too, you know, we're going to have the guy that we envisioned before the season.
watched Alex Cora on Garrett Richards. I mean, the stuff is decent. The stuff is good. He's got good stuff. Yeah, the fastball's in the mid-90s. He's got a good slider with movement, a breaking ball that's pretty decent. But if you can't throw any of it for strikes and you don't know what you're doing, forget it. What good is it? It's just wasted. So we'll take a couple of calls here, and then again, I want to play something for you that took place on the midday show today, Zolak and Bertrand, that I thought was funny involving Chris Wagner of the Bruins. Neil's in Westfield. Go ahead, Neil.
Maz, I know there's not many of us left, but I do live and die by every pitch. And you could take Austin Bryce, you could take Josh Taylor, you can take Garrett Richards, put him in a cannon, and shoot him to the moon, as far as I'm concerned. You got Tanner Houck waiting in the wings down in Worcester. You got to get this guy up here. We have some good vibes going, some good chemistry on this team. Everyone seems to like everybody. But these guys come in, and they just deflate the whole team. And so, like I said, put them in a cannon, shoot them to the moon. I'm done with them. Ruining the vibe. Thanks,
so,
man.
Yeah, so, Neil, I'll tell you what. Thanks for the call. You're going to have a hard time building a pitching staff, you know, with six really good arms on it, let alone, you know, 14. Okay, so you're going to have bums on every staff. And those guys will pitch in the games you're losing. Now, last night, Richards got him behind early, and Josh Taylor's outing late in the game hurt. I mean, they got to 4-3 there. You're within a run. You have a chance. You know, I think they ended up getting a leadoff single in the ninth inning. And not that, you know, that was necessarily going to happen if, you know, if you weren't down 6-3, maybe people could pitch differently, et cetera, et cetera. But the point is, you put the leadoff man on in a 4-3 game versus 6-3 game, totally different strategy, Murray. Totally different.
Yeah, but I get the caller's frustration too. Like, I feel like you're pretty limited with what you can do, especially with Richards, considering the money he's making and that he's a veteran. Like, it's not like you can send him down to the minors. So what, you have him come up with a phantom injury or something like that, and you still got to convince him with that.
Well, so look, you could put him in the bullpen eventually. He's a mop-up man. You could release him. Somebody's going to have to pitch innings when you're behind. Okay, so all I'm saying is you're not going to have all, you know, 12, 14 guys on your pitching staff are not all going to be firing bullets at the same time. In fact, I don't think I've ever seen it happen. Again, you're lucky if you get six. You know, you get, and I'm talking including relievers and whatnot. Okay, like you're lucky if you get that. So that to me is unrealistic. I want to get to Wagner, but first, Tim in Nashua. Go ahead, Tim.
Tony, the transition sometimes of pitches coming from the other league, I think sometimes they have difficulty adjusting, but don't you skip a start after seeing him three times out there and the difficulty he had? What would you do, Tony? I don't understand what Cora is looking at.
Okay, so look, Tim, they put $10 million into the guy, and the last couple of starts before this one were a little bit better. So he had gone five innings, given up two runs, kept him in the game, and the game in Baltimore, they scored two for him in the first. This was his only win, by the way. They scored two for him in the top of the first. He gave up two in the bottom half on home runs on consecutive pitches. They weren't the first two pitches of the inning or the game for him. But there were back-to-back home runs on consecutive pitches that made it 2-2 in the bottom of the first. The game then stayed that way through five. Richards was coming out of the game. The Red Sox scored in the top of the sixth, basically when Richards was out of the game already. But because no other Red Sox pitcher had thrown a pitch, Richards got the win. So he kind of fell into a win, if you ask me. Okay, now again, it happens that way, but it's not like he really hasn't pitched with a lead other than that one inning in Baltimore. And in that game, he gave up back-to-back home runs to lose the lead. So he's faced like three batters or four batters with a lead this year because he can't, A, he's behind all the time, and B, when he got a lead, he couldn't hold it. He gave it right back. So to me, this is something to watch. And Zolak and Bertrand, if you have not heard the Chris Wagner weekly interview with Zolak and Bertrand, I find it entertaining because I find Wagner entertaining. Murray, you see the movie Miracle? Did you see the movie Miracle?
I heard you talking about this earlier off the air. I haven't. No, okay. So I don't know the reference you're going to make.
Well, so it's not really your kind of movie, I don't think. So Jimmy Stewart, you've seen it?
Yeah, I love it. It's okay. One of my favorite movies.
The guy who plays Jack O'Callaghan has this Boston accent that is, you know, forced. But he's nonetheless like this kind of wise ass, you know, city kid who, and to me, it's Wagner. Wagner sounds like him. I think it's Wagner. So again, this is from Zolak and Bertrand, them talking to Chris Wagner. about the Red Sox, which I love. Go ahead.
What do you think of Garrett Richards? I don't know if you've seen a Red Sox pitcher bitching about the cold weather, and you know he's never had a jacket in his 9-year career, but things aren't going for well for him as a Red Sox pitcher. Do a little non-other sports thing here with Wags. Get him ready for the summer.
He said it's too cold out?
Yeah.
He said he's never been in a
team.
Dealing
with the elements last night. And it was a little chilly.
He's 10 years into his career. He's never been on a team where he had to have a jacket ready because he's never had to work in one of these climates.
Yeah. Oh, geez. It sounds a bit soft.
Let's stop there for a second, Jimmy. Like, so again, now you got a hockey player, right? These guys play through everything. Cross check to the face, puck in the nose, you know, someone gets you a stick and hits you in the nuts time.
Year in, year out. The injury reports after the Stanley Cup final wraps up, you find out, you know, broken ribs, cracked sternum, all this stuff. You're like, my God.
Oh, the stuff they played through.
Yeah.
This guy won't pitch in the cold. Yeah. Had to buy a jacket this year.
That's kind of soft.
Yeah. Wagner, and again, the delivery from Wagner is what cracks me up. But anyway, Jimmy, keep going.
I'm telling you, Wags is going to be good this summer.
I can't wait for your fill-in shifts this summer.
It's going to be great.
Awesome.
I mean, it's spring, like, we all played when it was, like, snowing out in, like, Little League and stuff. Those are the fun games besides getting, like, frostbite. But, I don't know. It just comes with the territory, I guess.
Are you surprised by the Red Sox good start?
Yeah, I am.
Stop. this I love, too. Are you surprised by their start? Yeah. Yeah, I am. I thought they were going to suck, you know, like everybody else. Yeah, Boston bred, Boston born. I just love it. I love the interview. I thought it was terrific. He goes on there to say, by the way, he learned about baseball players and about baseball by playing MLB The Show.
It's a great game.
In fact, Jimmy, aren't we giving away copies next week?
Next week, it's a great game.
Okay, there you go. And we give away copies of that next week here on the Baseball Hour. But if you haven't heard the Wags interview weekly, and I guess it's every Thursday. I think it's every Thursday. I don't know if they move him around or not. You should listen to it. I find the guy entertaining. I feel like I'm talking to the guy I grew up down the street from. Absolutely fabulous.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.